Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Saturday, December 21st, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Here's what moved markets this week. Stocks rose further into record territory Friday, with the S&P 500 hitting an all-time high for a seventh straight session, amid continued optimism on resolving the U.S.-China trade war and strength in domestic consumer spending. The market received a boost after President Trump tweeted he'd had a very good talk with China's President Xi about the trade deal, noting China has already started large-scale purchases of agricultural product and more. Meanwhile, Q3 U.S. consumer spending growth was revised higher to 3.2% from 2.9%, according to new government data. For the week, the S&P jumped 1.5%, the Dow rose 1.2%, and the Nasdaq composite climbed 2.1%, with the S&P and Nasdaq enjoying their best weekly showing since August. Details were reached on the Sino-U.S. Phase 1 trade deal, which are expected to nearly double American exports to China over the next 2 years. China also said it would crack down on intellectual property theft, force technology transfers, and deepen access to its financial markets, while both sides suspended additional tariffs and the U.S. reduced existing levies. Similarly, the U.S. House of Representatives approved legislation to implement USMCA after the inclusion of tough labor and auto content rules. DuPont said it will combine its $26 billion nutrition business with International Flavors and Fragrances under a 55.4%-44.6% structure that will also see DuPont get a one-time cash payment of $7.3 billion. The company will be a major supplier of soy protein and binders for plant-based meat alternatives, as well as capsules for the pharma industry and scents for household cleaning products. It continues a multi-year strategy that saw the breakup of DowDuPont after a merger in 2015, into three standalone companies, DuPont, Dow Incorporated, and Corteva. The crisis at Boeing deepened after the plane maker halted production of a 737 line for the first time in 2 decades, and the grounding of its best-selling MAX jet drags into 2020. While Boeing doesn't expect to lay off any production line workers at this time, the move could have repercussions across its global supply chain and the U.S. economy. Until now, 737 MAX jets were produced at a rate of 42 per month. On Friday, Boeing's CST-100 Starliner blasted into orbit as NASA looks to relaunch humans into space from U.S. soil. The boards of Peugeot maker PSA Group and rival Fiat Chrysler backed a 50-50 share merger that would create the world's fourth largest car maker. It includes sweeteners to make the transatlantic tie-up more attractive to U.S. regulators and PSA shareholders, as automakers invest billions in new technologies, such as electric cars and self-driving vehicles. The combined company will be led by PSA Chief Executive Officer Carlos Tavares, with Fiat Chairman John Elkann holding the same role at the enlarged firm. Amazon, Apple, Google, and the Zigbee Alliance have announced a new partnership called Project Connected Home over IP. It will create a new standard that will make it easier for the fragmented ecosystem of smart home products to work together. The project is built around a shared belief that smart home devices should be secure, reliable, and seamless to use, the company said in a press release. Despite a weakening economy, Sweden's Riksbank swam against the tide of global monetary policy by hiking its benchmark repo rate by a quarter point to 0.0%. The move, which ends half a decade of negative rates, may have other central banks admit to some downside amid fears of penalizing good savers, supporting companies that might otherwise collapse, and inflating bubbles in the property market. Kicking the unconventional addiction is not easy, with rates still negative in the Eurozone, Hungary, Japan, Denmark, and Switzerland. The minimum age to purchase cigarettes, e-cigarettes, and other tobacco products will be raised to 21 nationwide under the spending bill passed by the Senate on Thursday. The two biggest U.S. cigarette manufacturers, Altria and Reynolds American, both supported the age restriction, as did Juul Labs, which has been sharply criticized over a surge in underage vaping. 19 states have already passed laws raising the minimum tobacco purchase age to 21, including California, Texas, and New York. Amazon said it was on track to deliver 3.5 billion packages by the end of the year via its in-house delivery network, which operates 150 U.S. delivery stations and employs more than 90,000 people. While Amazon already ended its relationship with FedEx, UPS continues to handle delivery for about half of its global packages. Dealing a potential long-term threat to rival shipping firms, Morgan Stanley estimates the Amazon delivery network will move 6.5 billion packages by 2022, more than UPS at 5 billion and FedEx at 3.4 billion. Sparring for nearly 2 weeks in Madrid at the annual UN Climate Summit, delegates from nearly 200 nations failed to strengthen targets to cut emissions or to create a global carbon trading system, two main goals of the 2015 Paris Accord. Funding and financing to assist developing countries transition into less polluting technology also proved contentious. The EU last week already committed to reaching net zero emissions by 2050 in an effort to counter the backtracking among major powers. In a Brexit news roundup, Andrew Bailey, the current head of the Financial Conduct Authority, will replace Mark Carney as the next governor of the Bank of England, leading the central bank through the Brexit process. Sterling fell throughout the week as legislation was introduced to guarantee the Brexit transition phase isn't extended beyond December 2020, even if no new trade terms have been secured. Separately, Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, doubled down on her right to hold another independence referendum, saying she will consider all reasonable options to secure the right to self-determination. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.